And thank him in the spirit right now. Perfect your appreciation by doing it in the spirit. He that gives thanks in an unknown tongue, he does it well. Give glory to him. Bless his holy name. Lord, we say thank you. You are worthy of all the praise and you are worthy of all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
In this covenant hour of prayer, it is testimony time. Please listen to the following documented testimonies and you shall be the next to testify. Number one, safe delivery via prophetic declaration. 13 years ago, I carried an overdue pregnancy for my second son. I did not feel any sign of labor, and so the doctor decided to be prepared for a cesarean section. However, I left there and came for the liberation service in May 2008. It was an all-night service and it transmitted live from Canaan land. At exactly 3 a.m while Bishop David Oyedepo made declarations, he said, 7 days from now my God will visit you and grant you your desires. On 8th May, I went for a normal antenatal and the doctor asked me to bring my things because I will be prepared for operation at 7 a.m. if the labor does not come. While we were preparing for the cesarean session, at 2:50 a.m. on 9th May, labor started. Is someone celebrating Jesus? And at exactly 3 a.m., I delivered my son. Today, he clocked 13 years old and is alive and well. I return all glory to God. The testifier is Mrs. Faith Obaje. Somebody put those hands together for Jesus. Number two, supernatural change of story after joining this commission. In 2004, I was afflicted with some sickness. That same year, a sister came to minister Jesus to me, but I got angry with her because I was a Muslim. However, after the second time, I called her to come take me to church since she said the God of Bishop David Oyedepo could heal me. Meanwhile, what I had in mind was to come for my healing and go back to my religion secretly. But after I came to church, I could not practice Islam again. Celebrate Jesus. That same week, I came for the midweek service by myself, gave my life to Christ, and partook of the communion. Thereafter, the Lord asked me to settle down, and I asked him, who will I marry? He said, the lady that ministered to me, and I got married to her. Is someone celebrating Jesus? Meanwhile, as a result of the sickness I had, I was told I would not have children. Today, the God of Oyedepo gave me 4 children. And I am now an evangelist. I preach the gospel from village to village and from community to community. Indeed, the God of liberation has changed my story. I return all the glory to him. The testifier is Favor Makpokumi. Praise the Lord. Someone put those hands together for Jesus. Rise up to your feet. Give him all the praise that is due to him alone as you celebrate him for his marvelous acts. Put those hands again together for Jesus.
Shall we lift up our hands this morning and glorify the name of the Lord? He's the doer of all these amazing testimonies. Give him thanks, give him praise, give him glory, magnify him. He's worthy. Don't just mutter words, speak to him clearly. Let him hear your voice. Return to him all the praise and magnify his name right now. Again, thank him this morning for accepting our praises and our thanksgiving. Give him thanks, bless him, give him honor and ask him right now to speak to you as a person, to send you his word, to give you understanding and grace for performance, even as we receive his word right now. Lord, we give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Father, this morning we have returned with hearts of gratitude for all of your goodness and faithfulness to us as individuals and as a people. Accept our thanksgiving. Thank you for all these amazing testimonies. You are the doer. Take all the praise. We decree they shall be permanent. No reversal. Anyone tapping to any of these testimonies, do their own also speedily. This morning again, speak to us by your word. Give us understanding. Change our story. We thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. That amen is too weak. Please take your seat and put your hands together for the Lord again. You can do better than that. It's for Jesus. Praise God. All through this week in our covenant hour of prayer, our subject of consideration is engaging the power of thanksgiving for fulfillment of prophecies. Can you say after me, engaging the power of thanksgiving for fulfillment of prophecies? Say aloud, amen. Two scriptures we want to read as our text this morning, and we're very familiar with it. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Then the second one is Hebrews 10:36. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Say aloud, amen. Amen. Hebrews 10:36. Let's read together now, everybody. 1, 2, go. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, which is thanksgiving, ye might receive the promise. Say aloud, amen. May the Lord bless his word in our heart this morning in Jesus' name. These two scriptures, among several others, makes it very clear that thanksgiving is God's will for us as believers. And when we put it to work, we lay hold on our promise. Therefore, very, very importantly, one, let's always remember that one of the spiritual forces in the kingdom of God is thanksgiving. It is what? It is what? It is one of the spiritual forces in the kingdom of God. It is one of the powerful spiritual weapons that God has made available to us. Therefore, two, it is wisdom for us to learn to engage it and put it to work on a regular basis. How often? How often? It is wisdom for us to engage it. It is wisdom for us to learn to put it to work, not just once in a while, when we're in our month of thanksgiving as a church or as a ministry, as a commission. No, but for us to learn to engage and put it to work on a continuous, on a regular basis as individuals. And when we begin to do that, we begin to reap the benefits that it has to offer. Can I hear a loud amen? What more? In this new land, in this good land that God has brought us into, thanksgiving is a requirement. You will not fail in this requirement in Jesus' name. Can I hear a loud amen? I said, you will not fail in this requirement in Jesus' name. And we see all of our scriptures, several people, individuals, and groups of people that have made use of this powerful weapon of thanksgiving to lay hold on the promises of God in their lives. And this morning, we want to take a look at the example of Father Abraham. Say with me, Father Abraham. We understand from God's word that a prophetic word went forth concerning a son for Abraham at an old age. Genesis chapter 18, verses 10 and 11. Genesis 18, 10 and 11. The Bible says in verse 10, and he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. Shall, save me, shall. Not me, but shall. Have a son. And Sarah had it in the tenth door, which was behind him. Verse 11. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Praise the Lord. So a prophetic word went forth that God was going to give Abraham and Sarah a son at an old age. Both of them well advanced. In other words, contrary to anything natural, a prophetic word went forth. Amen? And remember, what is a prophecy? Like we were told yesterday at the covenant hour of prayer, a prophecy is simply a divinely inspired word. A divinely inspired word or revelation. So the word went forth concerning them. In the same way, God's word prophetically has gone ahead concerning you and I. That now our wilderness experience has come to an end. Now God has brought us in our 40th year into our promised land. Now this land is a good land. What kind of land is it? And the Bible tells us very clearly, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. There is good in this land. You will eat of it. Can I allow it? Amen? Amen. Say me, I shall eat of it. Say it again, I shall eat of it. Your eating of the good of the land does not necessarily talk about eating something physical. It's talking about you laying hold on your own long-awaited testimonies. Whatever those testimonies might be that have looked as if they have been so far away from you, this year it will reach your hand. Amen. Can I allow that? Amen. When will it reach your hand? When? When? Louder yet, when? It will reach your hand this year. Amen? Remember the testimony we had a while ago, the first one, miraculous delivery, by just laying hold on the prophetic word against doctors, you know, declaration. Get ready for CS. But here God came ahead. Through prophetic declaration, safe delivery, now the child is about 13 years old. Amen? What men have thought to be impossible in your life before, this year, God will make it happen. Yeah. And God will surprise your mockers. Yeah. Say me, God will surprise my mockers. Oh. Tell your neighbor the same thing. God will surprise your mockers. This year. Shout aloud, amen. So this word went forth concerning Father Abraham, contrary to everything medically possible. Both of them were stricken in age. In actual fact, in Genesis 12, 1 and 2, God had also told Abraham, I will make of thee a great nation, yet no child. Mockery of men. But Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to who? To God. For that prophecy to be fulfilled. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Romans 4, verses 19, 20. Romans 4, 19. Be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. That situation might look so dead right now. But look at what Abraham did. He staggered not. Said me, I shall no longer stagger. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But was strong in faith. Doing what? Giving glory to God. He was strong in faith. Giving glory to God. And as he did that, Genesis 21. Look at what happened. We all know the end of the story. Genesis chapter 21. And the Bible tells us in verse 1. Genesis 21 and verse 1. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, God will visit you. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. God will do to you as he has spoken to us. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the said time of which God had spoken to him. At the said time, which is now. When is your own said time? When is your own said time? Now is your own set time. The God who visited Abraham and Sarah is still alive. And is the same God that you and I are serving. He will visit you. I said he will visit you. In this good land, God will visit you. He will visit your career. He will visit your family. He will visit you over your health. Over that challenging situation, the God that visited Abraham and Sarah will visit you. They staggered not. So grace never to stagger. Receive it in Jesus' name. And the only way and the main way to get this done is through thanksgiving. Amen. When you make thanksgiving a way of life, God will ensure that he makes you a praise on the earth. When you know and learn how to thank God, he will make sure that your destiny does not stink. It may look as if that situation is closed and is stinking and is no way out. But as you engage the weapon of thanksgiving, God will turn situations around in your favor. Can I hear louder? Amen. Remember, we serve a God that is too faithful to do what? To do what? He will not fail you. However, we must understand very clearly that thanksgiving must be from the heart. It must be from where? Not just from the lips. It must be from the heart. So let's give it to him from the heart. And thanksgiving is not only required publicly, collectively. It is also required personally. So make time on a daily basis to look for reasons of thanksgiving and give it unto God. Before this day comes to an end, you know, look back at your life and then begin to roll out and bring up issues of thanksgiving. The psalmist says very clearly, let everything that hath breath do what? Praise the Lord. Therefore, the fact that you have breath in your nostrils is more than enough to thank God for. Amen. And as you keep thanking God, you will discover that he will keep changing your story. Shout aloud, amen. Amen. And then very importantly, thanksgiving is more effective when you do it in the spirit. When you do it how? In the spirit. So make time today, before the end of this day, and don't do it only today. Do it regularly to lift up your voice in tongues, in the spirit, and give thanks unto God. With thanksgiving and praise, we secure divine presence that guarantees continuous church growth. And that is one of the secrets of this commission. Psalms 22 and verse 3. The Bible says very, very clearly, God inhabits the praises of his people. And that is what we are enjoying in this commission. Every meeting, every gathering, we make time to thank God. Every year, there is a whole month dedicated to thanksgiving. And what a joy this month is, our month of thanksgiving. It's your month of rising. Someone's story is changing for the better. Even before the end of this week, God will visit you. Rise up on your feet. If you believe that, lift up your voice. And then in one moment, in the spirit, let God hear your voice of thanksgiving. In the spirit, give him thanks. Give him thanks. In the spirit, let him hear your voice. Appreciate him. Give him glory. He has done you well. He has done all things well for you. He has done all things well for you. Recount your blessings right now. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. It will surprise you what God has done in your life. Is someone thanking the Lord right now? Give it to him. Give it to him. In the spirit, lift up your two hands unto him right now, intensely, from the depth of your spirit. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks.
I thought you were giving him thanks in the spirit. Let your voice be registered on high. Engage your spirit man as you are giving him glory in the spirit. Do it in the spirit. Do it in the spirit. Engage your heart. Engage your faith as you are giving him thanks. He that does it in an unknown tongue, he does it well. Engage your spirit man. Lift your hand and your voice. Give him the glory that is due unto his name. Father, thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. You have offered thanks to him well. All will go well for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. Again, we have our flyers for this Sunday, Covenant Day of Favor, available. Stretch your hand towards it. One more time, let's begin to ask for the Spirit of God to breathe upon these materials, making them instruments of harvest. Lord, as these materials go, we send them forth as sharp sickles. Every one of them, wherever they appear, sharp sickles of harvest, drafting in multitudes. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. We send this forth to return with a mighty harvest. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Don't forget, this Sunday is our Operation Andrew Sunday. Each one of us draft somebody to be with us in God's presence. And God, who sees your labor in secret, will reward you openly. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, speak to the day and make your declaration concerning the day. Another day is here. Another opportunity for God's blessing. Another opportunity for God's blessing. So speak to it right now. Speak to it right now. Speak to the day. Do it in faith. Speak to the day. A blessed day. A favor-filled day. A testimony-loaded day. A turnaround experience day. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, we have declared. Every decree that you have made today answers on your behalf. This day is declared blessed. No barrier stands before you today. Every closed door opens to you today. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go.